Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today as we talk about competing meats in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It appears there's going to be a lot more pork out there for consumers to enjoy, particularly as we get into the latter part of 2015. And Jim Robb of the Livestock Marketing Information Center says that will have an impact on beef prices in the days to come.
We actually had a year-to-year decline in U.S. pork output in 2014, but that picture is going to change quickly based on the USDA's report. Not only are the number of sows up dramatically compared to a year ago, but the USDA reported that we had a year-to-year increase in pigs per litter. That says that we're getting this porcine epidemic diarrhea at least much under control compared to where we were a year ago at this time. Hog prices today are running about 2% below a year ago. But as we look at the profile now for 2014, we raised our slaughter forecast significantly off the report, as did most analysts. We think USDA will be doing that down the road. Pork output actually declined 1.5% in 2014. We're looking for a 4% increase in 2015, with the fourth quarter of 2015 up nearly 6% year over year in terms of U.S. pork output. More pigs per litter and more sows rapidly expand these numbers in terms of market hogs ready for the fourth quarter of 2015. We took $4 to $5 per hundredweight out of our price forecast on a dressed basis in the hog market. So hog prices were record high in 2014. That will not repeat, it looks like, in 2015. And in fact, we'll have substantially lower hog prices and more pressure coming from the hog side in terms of competing meats.
Now, what about poultry as relates to beef prices in the days ahead?
And as a sidelight, we'll also see more pressure coming from a beef industry perspective out of the chicken complex, where this last year we ramped up only about 1.7% year-to-year on chicken output in 2014. We're looking for fully a 4% year-to-year increase in 2015. So we will be much more cognizant, and the beef demand issues in terms of competing meats will be much more forefront in 2015 probably than they were in 2014.
So the reality for 2015, fewer pounds of beef likely out there for consumers to be buying, but more pounds of chicken, more pounds of poultry going to be available in the supermarket, grocery store, meat cases here in 2015. Advantage, as a result, goes to those competing meats, it looks like, in the coming year, maybe really the next couple of years before we're able to start expanding beef supplies appreciably because of expanding our mama cow herds here in the United States. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.